A reading from Dear Thief, written by Samantha Harvey. Sometimes I imagine out of sheer playfulness that I'm writing this as a kind of defence for having murdered and buried you under the patio. It turns out I'm not at my desk in central London, but in a cell awaiting trial without bail, because whoever bought the cottage in Morder decided to dig foundations for an extension to the kitchen, which was admittedly always too small. And the digger turned up bones and teeth and a silver cobra, which they believe would have been worn on a woman's upper arm, some small hooped earrings, and some scraps of undecomposed leather and zip from a pair of winter boots. People in the village mutter, "How could she have done it?" Which leads me to think, "How did I do it?" Suffocation is the kindest way, especially if you were in one of your stupors. Strangulation unlikely, since you would not have let me. Knifing or bludgeoning impossible, because you are, after all, a friend, one held dearly and much loved, and I am not a monster. I will plead guilty to a crime of passion, something I've often imagined with fondness and craving, as though nothing could be more wonderful than such a crime. Some days I look around me at the hundreds of people all moving purposefully towards a blind fate, or not even at this, but at something more banal. The arch of the underground train tunnels, which are made with human hands, and are as courageous as a swan's neck, or a swan's neck as breakable as a hazel twig, or the sheer, pointless, brilliant glare of sun on glass that makes you blink and long for something that vanishes before you know what it was. And it seems to me that this whole universe is a crime of passion. So reckless in its short-termism, wreaking such magnificent havoc on those who come to live in it, so unreasonable and grotesque and glorious and rampant and murderous, because nothing escapes it alive, yet nothing escapes it without having lived either, without having been zealously loved and brought to its knees, even if only once, for a moment, by it. Oh, to have murdered you, butterfly, with my heart on fire, and then to write out my defence, just as the universe defends its crimes, with a sunset. Happy days. Happy, wild and playful thoughts. Meanwhile, both probably alive, I suppose we proceed meekly on.